Hi, friends. You are about to listen to another episode of the Connector Series. The Connector Series is all about connecting you to people who are in the world living the life that they crave. It might have been a nudge, it might have been on a whim, it might have been their plan all along to have this balance or to have this successful business or successful family. And their story is so good and so inspiring that I want to bring it to you as a way to encourage you. Now, mind you, these people that you're going to meet on the Connector Series don't have it all figured out. They don't have everything all together, but they are still living a life that they crave that's worth talking about and worth sharing. So they're with us in the midst of the journey. And so that's why I think it's so valuable for us to know that there's people out there just like us that are doing the things that we want to do. And if you're not doing that right now, if you're not living that life that you crave, it's okay. Maybe some of these Connector Series stories will give you some inspiration to do that. That's my hope. So let's get to today's Connector Series podcast. Well, you're in for a treat. Get ready, because you're going to hear a really great story of Jason McCrandall's refusal to fail and how that led to this great place called Survival Fitness. And there's a little bit more to this story, especially the relationship between Jason and I, that we think is a great lesson for not just ourselves, but for other people. So we wanted to share. So here we go. I hope you love this Connector Series. Okay, guys. Hey, you might have heard that little giggle right there. I'm sitting here with my friend Jason McCrandall, and he's the owner of Survival Fitness. And I just told him we were just going to go, and he started snickering. So say hello.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
I'm so excited to have him on the podcast. Jason and I have some history, personality history. I don't know.
I'd say history.
We have some history. But we've done some work on our relationship. And I think you said it at one point. You said, we were working on our relationship when we didn't even know we were working on our relationship.
I think so. You know, maybe, I think there was intent behind it. I'll be honest, I may not be as familiar with this podcast format that we're doing right now, so I may not have listened to a few, so I'm not sure where we're going to go with this yet, but, you know, I knew that Carla was a person that I needed in my life just because of how much brightness she brings to people, how much good things she brings to people, and with some discrepancies that we had in the past, I think we had a loss of communication. There was a wall built up, and for communication to flow, all walls have to be down. And communication can't be one way. And I do know there was intent to reach out and try to knock those walls down. And then we come to find out that both of us were just a little stubborn. And we realized that, you know, we do want this flow of communication, and we worked on it a lot.
So just a second of backstory is that we joined a networking group together. And Jason's a gym owner, and I'm a supplement salesperson. And I don't have certifications or credentials like he does. So we really are trying to help people with the same things. We want to support their health goals so that they are better, look better, feel better, move better. And then you always say, be fit, be strong.
Be better.
Be better. Yeah, so we really just want to help people be better. So we lost our way, but then we found our way. And some people that kind of know us or know the situation were like, so you guys are like hanging out together? Because I started working out at Jason's gym. He called me and said, I want you to come work out at the gym. Honestly, Carla, it'd be good for business. And I don't know if you meant for that to strike a chord, but it did. Because it is good for my business, for me to be fit and be strong and be better. And then you're like, I'm gonna try some of your stuff. And then we collaborated where I thought we might have been competition. We jumped over that hurdle and we collaborated, and there is forgiveness in there. We didn't hug, Because you're not a hugger.
Well, you may not remember, but we did hug once.
That's right. We did hug once. You were talking good about me by accident. I gave you a half hug.
No, it was 100%. You looked at me and goes, are we going to hug this out? And I was like, yeah, okay. It was pedal trolley night.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. I had some cocktails that night.
I may have also had a cocktail or two, which did allow the hug to happen. If you don't know, I definitely generally don't like people touching me very, you know, at all. So, but no, you are 100% right. And once again, I think we just had, and it's my biggest thing is communication. And my stubbornness didn't allow communication to happen. But I think we had allowed other people to kind of step in and stop us from communicating with each other and build those walls up. But you're right. Do I sell some fitness nutrition products at my facility? Yes. But is that the answer for everybody? No, because I don't even sell very much. You know, we sell maybe some protein and really that's about it, protein powders. You provide so much other stuff, but because of that communication, I literally limited my clientele from growth potential. Because me not wanting to talk to you, not wanting you to sit down and say, hey, we provide this, 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 and this, it lost you business and could potentially lose me business.
Yeah.
Why? Because I let my ego get in the way.
Yeah. I could say the same exact thing. And when I think about our story, I just always think, I'm so proud of us. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do the podcast with you is because this is, to me, this is a lesson or it's a good story, I think, for people to, you know, it wasn't really about second chances. It was really just about, like, let's just get over ourselves and let's talk about this and see how we can support each other.
I mean, where could our businesses have been if we'd been collaborating for 2 years straight, working together, going, saying, hey, this is my network, this is your network, let's join them together to grow. It was silly.
Yeah, it was silly.
It was silly.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that we're here now. And I can't wait until Battle Buddies is working out in your gym. I just can't wait till we're all there.
That's why you gotta start building a Bay City chapter of Battle Buddies.
I know. Well, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it. And I am enjoying 5:45 a.m. class. I got up. I had the greatest day yesterday.
Well, yeah, you started it with me.
And I think I did 125 push-ups horribly, but I was there. I really like the rowing.
You know what? You and Jason, your husband, you guys worked continuously. You took the critiques. You changed your movements as needed. You got better. You got better. You got better. Were you tired and exhausted? Yes. But guess what? It's all a step. It's all a process. We don't want immediate results, and we don't want perfection. We want progress.
Your gym is a lot like Battle Buddies community. So Battle Buddies are the people that are Isagenics customers. And your gym is a lot like that. Like Delaney was, you know, helping me out and she was cheering me on when she was my, what do you call it?
Bench press, your spotter.
I didn't die.
Your spotter. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. She was great, you know, and Nicole was really friendly when I walked in. I didn't know she swore so much, but that's okay, Nicole. That's okay. So early for all the cussing.
Well, you know, you've got those morning personalities.
Yeah.
To come in and show up at 5:45 in the morning, you've got to be fired up. We'll work on you a little bit. You come in.
I was quiet. I like morning quiet time. I talk a lot, but my morning is quiet. And you talk to me a lot.
I talk to everybody a lot.
Like right when I walked in.
Well, yeah, that's because I'm proud of you. You showed up. You're here. You're ready to go. You're investing in yourself because you're worth it, Carla.
I am not pumped up in the morning. I'm
that's
not
my
pumped.
Job.
I,
that's my
oh
job.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, get me there. Get me there. Because I know I can do it too. But no. What I'm saying is like we're supportive, encouraging, and your gym is too, and you are too, and you know Katarina was very helpful in getting us there. Also, didn't know all her swearing, but that's okay. It's all good. Everybody was high fiving, and I love that. I love the workout. Like, I know that was good for my body, but it's that outside stuff that is important to me because people need that so much.
Well, there's a big difference between just saying, hey, I'm going to go work out today. You know, and there's nothing wrong with Planet Fitness. There's nothing wrong with Old Town. There's nothing wrong with the Y. But when you're going in there and you're on your own and you're by yourself, I hear all over and over and over again from people. It's like, yeah, you know, I walked in, I got on the treadmill for a few minutes, I walked over, I picked up a barbell a couple of times, and then I just kind of, I left. You need that support system. You really do. I mean, that's not for everybody. There are people who are meticulous. They write everything down. They show up. They do everything on their list, and they go. And those people are special, and those people are great, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there are so many out there that need that support system. Yeah. Need somebody there going, hey, Carla, you're doing great. I know you're tired. I know you're giving all you got. But you know what? You're doing great. You're better than you were than when you stepped in. And you get done, and you do that high five. So that even though you struggled, and it was challenging, and you were tired, you're so happy you did it when you got done, and you're celebrating with other people.
I know. Period. As my teenager would say, period.
Drop the mic.
That's perfect. It's great. Okay, so this podcast is Create the Life You Crave, so the life that you want. So I want to know, who inspired you, or what inspired you, or why are you running a CrossFit gym? Why are you there at Survival Fitness?
At the end of the day, I don't know that anybody ever really inspired me to do anything. I'm one of those people who I refuse to fail. I'll work 80 hours a week. I'll work 90 hours a week. Rather than saying I can't do something. And sometimes that's tough. Sometimes I have to learn that it's okay to stop, restart, and regrow. But there's nobody that I would say I grew up looking at going, this is what I want to be. I may not have had, I did not have the best role models growing up. I didn't grow up in, somebody's there supporting you, helping you. My sister, my three other brothers, my other sister, my other brother.
You have that many siblings?
We had seven in our family.
What?
At one point.
Where are you in the lineup?
I'm number two. I'm the first boy.
So that makes a lot of sense. Oh, gosh.
But we literally raised ourselves, I would say probably since sixth grade, fifth grade, I was probably cooking for myself. My sister and I would have to wake ourselves up and, it's not that far, but we'd walk, a half a mile to catch a bus to take to one school, to get on another bus, to take to another school.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We were those people who always say, oh, yeah, we had to walk uphill, both ways to get home and get back. But
you really did.
We raised ourselves, I guess if anything. It is tough now because I wouldn't even say my sister, but she was a little bit older than me. She's like 2 years older, so she did help me along. But we just learned that we have to do for ourselves, and no matter what life throws at us, we're going to succeed. We're not going to quit. We're gonna struggle, and struggle's part of it. Because then when you do succeed, it feels so much better.
It does.
Having something handed to you, maybe it is good. Maybe you do feel good, but how involved are you in it at that point? You get something good. But if you build it brick by brick, hour by hour, tier by tier, sweat by sweat, at the end of the day, you built that. It's mine.
So that's what you wanted to do with Survival.
Yes.
I mean, you started in one building. Yep. And it was great. Yep. But the building you have now is like, wow.
Right. And that didn't come from just hey, we just got it. It took 8 years of, I tell people this all the time. The first 8 years I was at the gym, I didn't get paid a dollar. I worked for 8 years, 20 to 40 hours a week at the gym on top of my day job I just like helping people.
Yeah.
And I just refuse to fail.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a Carrie Underwood song that's like, I've been working my whole life,
Is that country music?
No, it's Carrie Underwood. Wait, she is country.
Yeah, we don't play that in our gym.
Oh, thank God. No, I'm so glad. I do not like country at all. I know, you guys play like the raunchy rap.
Well, that's not all the time. That's when Kat's in there, because Kat will complain.
So okay. I don't like country at all, but Jason does. But no, it's like sometimes people are like, wow, you guys are doing great. It must be nice. But you have worked your whole life to get here. And I know you're not done yet, but you're sixth grade on, or however long, that is all the work that you've put into yourself to be this person who's providing this great thing for the community. And how many members do you have?
We're around about 120, 125. So
how many do you want?
Our max capacity is really 150. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, we're not really.
Oh, shoot, okay.
I mean, we're always looking for more, but there's going to be a point where we've just got to say, hey, for us to provide you the service you deserve, the service you're paying for, you've got to be on a wait list. I know that's terrible, but if we start going beyond that, then we don't get that one-on-one attention. Yeah. We don't give that coaching. We're not able to give you the motivation that you need when you come in.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, because that tells me you're not all about the dollar. You want to really help the person.
I'm still not about the dollar. You know, I work 40 hours a week. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, I probably am paying myself about $6.40 an hour.
Wow. Thank God for that 40 cents. It adds up. It adds up. No, I know. I can tell. I can tell. So, okay. What are some daily habits that, like, what does Jason McCrandall do every day to make sure that you can keep doing what you're doing for the community and for Kendra and for your daughter? And as I know, you give a lot to them too.
Well, I mean, first of all, there's little things that I do every day. I drink a gallon of water. I go for a walk every day. I read 10 pages out of a book every day. Generally nonfiction. Actually, it's almost always nonfiction, almost self-help books. Some of them are bad. I got to throw them out halfway going, I can't take this anymore. But
that's funny.
But you got to get that far into it to realize, oh, this is so dry. I don't like it. It's not for me. But those are really the little things I do. Other things I do is I go through, let's say, our membership, and I go through and see who hasn't been here in a week. And I just reach out to people because there are people who need that. You know, they would have given up if, you know, I wouldn't have been like, you know, hey, Steve, where you at? What's going on? And they go, oh, it's had a really rough week and this. I'm like, okay, well, you put in a lot of work, right? Yep. Have you been feeling good? Yep. I'm like, are you going to keep feeling good if you don't maintain it? And they're like, no, probably not. Are you worth it, Steve? Yeah. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. But you got to do those little things because that's you want people to succeed. Once again, you know, we're across the street from the YMCA. They've got umpteen thousands of members. And I get asked all the time, how can you do business right across?
Yeah.
That's not us.
Right.
I'm about building a community of people who want to be better. And the only way that works is if I work with them.
I know you don't say I'm doing it because I care about them, but I'll say it. You do care. You do care about people. You do care about people. That's why you are so good at asking those questions. I loved the no sweat intro. I think everybody should go through it just to ask themselves those questions that you asked me for the no sweat intro. Jason, that was so, I don't know who developed that. If it was, did you? This is good.
It's been modified. You know, we work with a business who said, here's a good way to start out, and you build your own from there. So okay. I definitely had a foundation, and from there built our program off of their foundation, which is what they want everybody to do. Like, here is a template to start, build from that template to build your own culture, build your own facility.
Yeah.
So we've done that.
But that tells me that, because that's, I know you don't mean it as a tactic, but it is a good move, because you asking me those questions tells me that you do care about me, but me answering them for myself, I'm thinking about it, and then I'm saying it out loud, and I really want it. And then you listen to me. You know I want it. You put it in your back pocket for when I might need it, when I'm struggling on those sorry butt push-ups I'm doing.
Well, I'm excited to see what tomorrow is going to bring.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Guess what? No matter what, it's an hour long. This too shall pass.
I know.
You'll get it done.
I can do anything for 60 minutes, right?
Anything for 60 minutes. I don't know if that's true, but we can.
That's true. That's actually a good point. No, you can't.
But you can go in there and you can give it your best effort.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing for all of you guys.
I know.
Just give it your best.
I didn't feel bad that I you know, I was supposed to do a certain number of rows or get a certain number of calories, and then you said I could scale back the next time around.
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad about that. I didn't feel bad that I had to scale back. It's still, I completed it.
Yeah.
So
invest in you. That's the most important part. And we're all at different stages of what that means. If you're giving 100% of your effort, that is 100% of your effort. If somebody over here is doing twice as much work than you and they're giving 80%, you know what? You did better than them.
Oh.
You did better than them. Just because this person over here has been doing it for years and they're going through the motions and they're still ahead of you, you know what? They're not going to get as much out of it as you got by you investing in you and taking care of yourself. And that's what you really got to understand. When you're in there, it's you versus you. And that's all that matters. That's what I want you to understand. You deserve to feel good. So do the things that are going to make you feel good.
Well, hanging out with you guys does make me feel good.
There you go.
I would have never said that 2 years ago. But I love it now. I'm so proud of us. I'm just straight proud of us.
Oh, man. Everybody can't see it, but we're hugging right now.
We are hugging.
I'm just kidding.
We're not. We're on opposite ends of the table. Okay, well, thank you for sharing everything. Awesome. I'm glad to learn more about you, your refusal to fail. And I love all the things that you do. Like, everybody can drink a gallon of water, read 10 pages, take a walk, and check in with, you said your members, but I mean, we can check in with people.
Yeah.
And that there's probably some endorphins that come from doing that.
I'm not going to lie. The working, when you say, you know, I don't care, or that I will say that I don't care. Look, when they succeed, I succeed. And that makes me feel good. You're right. It is endorphins. It is dopamine. It is when people admit that I want to feel better, that makes me feel good. Because once they understand that, then they're willing to start doing something.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
That's the thing we got to realize. End of the day, that questions that we do, it always gets down to that I want to feel good.
Yeah.
The only reason you show up to a gym is there's something in your life you're not doing. There's something in your life you're missing. And I'll tell you what it is. You don't feel good about yourself or what the thing's going on in life. It could be because, hey, I don't fit my clothes right. Hey, I'm not able to find the spouse that I want or whatever. I'm not able to play with my kids. I'm not able to bring the laundry up from the basement to the living room. It's because at the end of the day, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to feel good because we deserve to feel good.
I can tell.
Earn it.
Yeah. Okay, we're not going to hug, but let's high five. All right. Thank you so much, Jason. Thanks for listening, guys, and have a great day. And let's end it on your survival fitness motto.
Oh, be fit, be strong, be better. Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
Lemon squeezy.
Well, thank you for listening to the Creativity podcast today. This is Carla Hurd, and I was your host. And it's so great to have listeners out there. I hope that you are being encouraged and inspired to do the things that these folks are mentioning and talking about so that you can create the life that you crave. If you want to see more of what Creativity is doing in your community, just go to our Facebook page. It's Creativity. Create the life you crave. And yes, it's spelled out just like it sounds. And you can find there some health and wellness tips, some health and wellness weekends, some events that we have coming up. And of course, you can click through your computer to listen to this podcast and all the other different connector series and life hacks that we have on this podcast. And one more favor I'd like to ask. If you thought of somebody while you were listening to the show, will you share this episode with them? The whole idea of the Connector Series is to hear stories of people that are creating life that they crave and for you to connect their stories to somebody else. So maybe it impacted you, but who else can it impact? Who can you send this to today? Thanks again for listening. And as always, this is Carla encouraging you to get out there and create the life that you crave. During the podcast, you might have heard Jason and I mention adaptogens. So if you're not familiar, this is a botanical herb that helps you manage stress. And lots of people love adaptogens in their tea, or sometimes it comes in a gummy or a capsule. And the company I'm aligned with, which is Isagenics, has adaptogens in an elixir. There's 5 in this cute little jar. Also comes with kombucha. So it's gut health as well as stress health. And let's face it, we all have stress. Now, the great thing about adaptogens is you can drink it and your body will kind of tell it what it needs to do. So if you need to sleep better tonight, then this will help you do that. If you need to balance out your hormones or enhance your mood a little bit, it will help you do that. Adaptogens are a good and wonderful thing. If you'd like some more information on how to get them, you can shoot us a text and just say A elixir to 989-529-1771.